1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now, Anka Kottman and Claudia Todd with Buffalo Events. Ladies, thank you for taking the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And coming up this weekend already, it's Oktoberfest.
Yay!
Yeah, this is something you guys plan for and get ready for a long time, and here it is this weekend. We were just talking before we went on the air that, you know, the weather's supposed to be pretty nice this weekend, so we'll cross our fingers that that remains. Tell us a little bit about Oktoberfest. What can people expect?
So we're doing a similar schedule like the last 2 years. We're starting at 11 a.m. at Crazy Woman Square. And we'll have the mayor coming and kind of tapping the keg. And then we'll have the Alphorn Blazers.
The ceremonial keg tap,
yes.
Is that what's happening?
Otherwise,
yes. Okay.
Otherwise, the Oktoberfest cannot start in Germany. And by the way, 17th of September is also the start of the Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany.
Okay.
So we're on the same day
it
starting.
It hasn't been for 2 years, so.
Yeah. So they haven't had it because COVID restrictions?
Yeah. But we had it in Buffalo.
Yes.
So you're saying that in Germany, you can't start Oktoberfest till the mayor taps the keg?
Correct.
And that's why you guys do that,
yes,
here?
Yes, nobody can drink before that.
Oh, so if the mayor's late, people get upset.
I know, we're always worried about that.
He may not get reelected if he's late.
Yes.
So that's coming up this Saturday. You're going to have, I would imagine, all kinds of different beers. Are there going to be different vendors there? What's going to be there?
Yeah, we have all different kind of vendors. Beer, we actually have our new coming brewery, Bond Brewery from Laramie.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this brewery. When is that? Do you know when that's going to open up?
Tentatively, I think they're hoping December now.
Okay.
A lot of holdups with the renovation of the building.
But you're going to have some of their beer there?
Yes, they're coming up. So okay. We thought we introduce them to Buffalo so we can all get a little excited.
Yeah.
They're coming and they have a Oktoberfest Mürzen they brewed extra for Oktoberfest. Claudia and I, we're cooking again for everybody, 500 people. And actually my dad...
Well, that's no big deal, right? 500
no,
people.
No, not at all. It's actually this year we have my dad from Germany. We used to have a restaurant and he's a chef, so he's here to help us and my mom. So the food will be exceptionally good this year.
Has your family been over here from Germany before?
Yes, a couple of times, yeah. But
okay.
They
since you've lived here in Buffalo?
No, not there. We visited Buffalo before. Last time they were here was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it was health issues and COVID. So finally they made it and they came to us because of Oktoberfest.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So is there a cost to get into Oktoberfest or is there a cost to buy a cup that you can walk around and fill up? How does that work?
So it's $5 for the adults and kids under 12 or 12 and under free.
Oh, do they still get a cup? I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, with water.
Lemonade from the lemonade booth.
Root beer.
Yeah.
So $5 and and then you go around and then you buy the beers from the different places and
just food.
Have fun.
Yes, and we have bouncy castles this year for the kids and they're free.
Now see, that's perfect. You don't need a babysitter. You come down,
right.
Send the kids to the bouncy house and go have a drink.
Yes.
We have face painting. Jenny Worker's helping us with that.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yes, she does. And we have different vendors this time. I think it's going to be 8 or 9 vendors, ones.
Yeah.
At least 9 vendors. We're probably having a little trouble getting them all in the square, but we make it work. And then we have the saw contest. So Buckingham Lumber is very helpful and putting that together for us. And
tell me about the saw contest. Is that like the 2-person saw where people actually have to, by hand go?
Yes, you have to do some teamwork on that.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a contest. And Buckingham Lumber was so gracious to build that for us last year, the Bucks, and they donate the wood and they're going to be there and help with everything.
Was there a bunch of people that got in it last year?
Yeah,
did you have a good turnout?
They did. The microphone didn't work really good, but I think people had a blast, so we wanted to do this for sure. And that's kind of a tradition in Europe or in Germany as well to do this. And also I heard yesterday that Mountain Meadow will donated 2 gift certificates from their organization for the winners,
excellent.
two winner teams.
Cool.
Okay. Excellent. So we talked about there are going to be different beers there, including the not yet arrived brewery that's coming here to right. Buffalo. So we've also got authentic German food cooked by authentic Germans.
Yes.
What kind of foods can we expect?
We're going to have brats, of course, sauerkraut, potato salad, and apple strudel with vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
It's all going to be homemade from scratch.
Yep.
And we talked about some of the activities for the kids. And then this says local vendors. Dare I ask who are some of the local vendors?
Sure.
We have Caesars is coming with their roasted peppers. They just picked them up from Colorado. We have Java Gypsy with coffee and Cake Pop vendor we have this year too.
Cake Pop vendor, like, you know, little ice cream pop. Treats things?
No, cake pops.
Cake it's like on cake on a stick.
Yes.
Okay.
We have Cindy Boyles. She's bringing in for the upcoming winter some hats and stuff. Color My World with Ivy Burrows. She's an artist. DG's Gems, gonna be jewelry. We're gonna have an alpaca vendor. I guess they're bringing some of their merchandise and the animals.
They're gonna bring alpacas.
They're trying, so. Yes.
Okay.
So they want to promote this a little.
Can you
more.
Like pet alpacas, or yes. do they spit at you like
I
llamas?
Hope so.
No, they usually they don't.
But they can.
Yeah. I made my experiences with that. We have Sandy Hoffman with Cowgirl Laser. Branch Vine and Herbs. She has like spices and stuff, and they're all local. Boneheads. They have antler art, and then I think we have one or two others which are thinking about coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a packed house.
Oh yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I think so.
And that's this Saturday. Tickets are $5. 12 and under get in free. Trying to look down the list here, see if we've covered everything. Kind of looks like we have.
Just want to say two more things.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have the band from Sheridan. The okay. Alcorn Blazers are going to start out at 11 o'clock. They can only play about 15 minutes. And then we'll go over and have the polka music playing from Sheridan. We told them they need to play a little more. Last year kind of tapered off, but hopefully they're going to be on their best.
So maybe they enjoyed the beverages a little too much and stopped playing.
They did. This is part of their gig, I guess. And I want to say thank you for Johnson County Tourism to provide us with the advertising dollars, and then always very helpful the local Lions Club for the insurance, and. Because if we wouldn't have those people, we couldn't make it happen.
Also, absolutely. All of our volunteers, which
absolutely.
Are every year the same, and we're so thankful that we have them, because yes. without them, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Oktoberfest going on 11 to 4 this Saturday, Crazy Woman Square, downtown Buffalo, $5 for 13 and above, 12 and under, get in free, and there's all kinds of stuff for the kids and for the adults and for everybody. I'm talking with Anka Kottman and Claudia Todd with Buffalo Events. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody out there, keep those dials tuned right here. It's KBBS.